And here we are, the start of April, with spring here and summer's on the way. And I know, NDOT, you got your hands full. You got a lot of things going on, don't you?
Yeah, no, it is really good that we're going to get out and get some road work done. Probably start a little early on a few things. But it is going to, we are going to have a few delays in some places, and we just want to let people then know what to look for the summer and try to keep them updated if we can.
All right. Let's talk about some of those projects. What you got for us?
So we'll go ahead and get started on my maintenance side right now. So for the next couple weeks, our maintenance folks will still be in our crack sealing mode. So you'll see them crack sealing throughout the district. Right now they're working south of Grant on, in 61 there, and then south of Culbertson on Highway 17. Most of our flagging zones, you can expect about a 10 to 12 minute delay while we're crack sealing, and that'll take place for probably the next 2 or 3 weeks throughout the district, maybe not in those locations, but throughout the district. For those folks, again, keep up on 511nebraska.gov. And then we'll get into our construction season, what people can kind of plan on for this summer. Our first project will start up in that same area. This project starts in Imperial, and it goes about 13 miles north. It's on Highway 61, starts there at the junction of 6 and 61 and goes north. It's going to consist primarily of asphalt milling and filling. Most of the time, you're going to see about a 10 to 15 minute delay for a flagger there. This work, we think, is going to start probably around the end of May, beginning of June, and probably take a couple months to complete up there. It is a pretty good chunk of asphalt to get done up there, but it will be nice for folks up there to have some new asphalt and some new shoulder material. Then to our next project, this is actually two projects, but it essentially goes from just a little bit west of Max on Highway 34, and it goes all the way through Stratton. And this project is primarily an asphalt project. We are going to do a little bit of work there in Stratton, which is called a road diet. It's where we take the two lanes and convert them. You go from a four-lane section down to a two-lane section with a passing section. Studies show that is a safer method for vehicles turning, because you know that if that vehicle is in that lane, that they're going to be able to turn. But then the rest of the project is a bridge repair and bridge widening on one of the bridges just to the west of Max there. And it will probably start, the bridge work itself is going to start sometime in the beginning to end of May, continue for several months, and you'll have a 16-foot width restriction on two bridges, the one that are close to Max and the one close to Stratton. And those will probably be about a month or 2 months of a 16-foot width restriction, about a two-minute delay at each signal, and then they'll be open back up. And for the rest of the asphalt time, you can expect about 10 to 15 minute delay for flagging zone there. Then moving more for the folks in the McCook, closer to the listening area, we're going to continue our work on Highway 6 that we've been doing, basically 4 or 5 years ago. We kind of started in McCook and we're moving that direction. And then we went back to the Holdridge side and worked back the other way. These will really start to connect those two. The work is on Highway 6, and it basically goes from the Oxford Junction to Holbrook there. So we'll go all the way through Arapahoe. The one thing to note is the bridge just to the east of Arapahoe is getting a full replacement. It'll be about 9 months or maybe even a little bit more for us to replace that bridge. It's going to be down to an 11-foot width starting here in about 3 weeks. It'll go to an 11-foot width. And people will have to find other ways around if they have exceptionally wide loads, but it'll be 11-foot width with concrete barrier that's a single lane. And then it'll go probably 2 or 3 months. And once we finish that side, then it'll go down to a 10-foot width while we finish the other side. And that'll be several months at a 10-foot width. So that's something to note. There will be some bridge work on the bridge just to the east of Holbrook. It'll have a 17-foot width restriction on it. Shouldn't cause most people any issues, but there will be signal work there, and then asphalt work to follow end of the summer, beginning of the next year for those asphalt work there. And then we will have one more project. You saw us last year do some bridge work to the west of McCook. That bridge work was in preparation for the upcoming project that's going to take place at the end of this year and beginning of next year. So the end of this year, folks will see us replace there's one more bridge that we need to replace just west of McCook. You'll see us replace that bridge at the end of this summer, beginning of next fall. And then that following year, we'll start at the asphalt from McCook through Culbertson back to the 6 and 34 junction there. And so it makes for a busy summer, and you'll see a few other small projects from our maintenance folks and some camera towers and other things. But it is a busy summer. As always, you can find us on 511 at nebraska.gov. And if people want to call the office, they're more than welcome to call the office and ask for updates. We ask people be patient with us and buckle up and phones down.
Got a lot going on. Always do, Drew. Always do. And hit that website. That website will tell you a lot as well, won't it?
It does. Yep, it does. It does. Rich, I want to thank you for allowing us to do this. This will probably be my last one. I'll have someone filling in for me. Taylor Wendt will be filling in as our new district construction engineer, and we'll be giving updates on the construction side here before too long. And Carrie will still be doing the winter updates on the maintenance side.